Good morning, First Baptist Church. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hope that you are having a wonderful morning this Lord's Day, and may the Lord bless you today and all your family and all the time that you have, that God has given you in these days. We're talking these days about the importance of understanding the good from the bad. These are desperate times. These are serious times. Amazing things are happening. The world is filled with dread and fear, but we as God's people believe and trust in the Lord and walk with Him during these times. I miss seeing your face. I miss being with you. The choir that we just heard the song there, pre-recorded from one of our previous times together. Oh, thank you, Steve, and thank you, choir, orchestra. Thank you for all that you do in providing ministry for us. What a blessing it is to us. We're a blessed people. And we soon will be back together. And we thank the Lord for the opportunity to just join together in these days around these electronic means together as best we can for worship. I know some of you are gathering in groups as you can and your family. And so welcome to all of you this morning, and may the Lord bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you this Lord's Day, the day that you rose from the dead, the first day of the week. We praise you. We celebrate all that you give us, life in Jesus Christ. And we pray that you might give us great hope and encouragement today as we look at your word together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're talking these days about the good from the bad. Romans 8:28. Number one, we started there. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. The privilege is that we know, we have confidence, we have a knowledge that God is working the good even out of the bad. And the privilege of that is known by God's people who are lovers of God, who love God and are called according to His purpose. That's us who are saved. We love the Lord, we seek the Lord, and we wish more than anything else, we desire that we might do the things that He wants us to do, even in these troubled times of national emergency, and God's purpose is being done. So we learned that first. We talked about that. Wednesday night, I tried to do a little bit more teaching. And the second thing that we talked about, that's the good from the bad, is that you and I, who are Christians, can practice spiritual thinking, not fleshly, worldly thinking. You've got a choice these days. You see, as a believer, we set our minds. Romans 8:5. We set our minds on the things of the Spirit. Those who set their minds, the mindset on the Spirit, according to the Spirit, brings life and peace. Life and peace in all of this trouble and difficulty and turmoil and distraction and many people hurting, suffering because of the decisions that have been made and what's happening in our country. So we know that in these days we need to think a certain way. We need to think about the things that God has shown us to be His ways and then to believe and to practice thinking spiritual thoughts. So I hope that whatever things are, that you're thinking about those things in Philippians 4:7, those things that are just and lovely and of good repute and think on these things. Think about the Lord Jesus. Set your mind on things above. Those are the things we talked about. So today on this Lord's Day, I want us to talk about a third good from the bad, and that is something that we wouldn't always consider good because of the way we live in America, but not so much these days. That is waiting on the Lord. The good from the bad is that we can now wait on the Lord. We can practice waiting on the Lord. And I'd like for you to take your Bible and go with me to the book of Psalms. And we'll look for a few minutes today at the book of Psalms and Psalm number 27. Psalm number 27. And here David is speaking a fearless word of trusting God. He's fearless about trusting God. And the reason is because he, in the bad situation he found himself in, the good of the bad was he learned to wait on the Lord. And so we see here, let me read for a moment, Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You have to ask that question today. Whom shall I fear? What shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Yeah, the Lord's going to protect you in all of these things that are going on. The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? Dread and fear. Dread and fear. It's stirred up every time we listen to it on the news. Dread and fear. Dread and fear. It's the natural response of a man who's trusting in other things, not trusting in God. Dread and fear. Are you again today captured by dread and fear? The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Answer, no one. No one. Nothing. No one. The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? No one. Nothing. That's the posture of those who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the good from the bad is dread and fear. The good is the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my defense. That's the good news. No fearing, no dreading. When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamped against me, my heart will not fear. I hope that's your condition today. The good and the bad is that now we as God's people, we do not fear, we do not dread anyone or anything, because the Lord is the light and the Lord is our salvation and he is the defense of our life. But then I go to the end of Psalm 27. At the end of Psalm 27, David says in verse 13, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. What are we going to see in these days of trouble and difficulty? Well, he says, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord. Today, in the midst of the trouble, we believe that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then he says, here's the focus. Here's the verse we talk about today. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take courage in your heart. Yes, wait for the Lord. Let me read it again. Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. So here we see a couple of things. We see a command. Wait for the Lord. It's given to us in the form of a command. Wait for the Lord. The second thing we see here is the purpose of waiting. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. There's the purpose. Strength. Be strong as you wait in the Lord. And notice, let your heart take courage. There's the purpose. To wait on the Lord and be strong in waiting on the Lord. And also not only in waiting on the Lord and being strong, but gaining courage, as he says here, in Psalm 27:14, let your heart take courage. And then again, one more time, yes, wait on the Lord, the practice of waiting. So there is a command here. There is a purpose in the waiting that we do on the Lord. And there's a practice in how we do it. Those are the three things I want us to talk about today. First, our responsibility. First, our responsibility as God's people in walking with God. We don't live like the rest of the world during this time, filled with fear and dread and horror, causing us to run out in panic and do things out of greed and sin. No, we live as God's people. We know what God is doing. We know that God loves us. We know that we're called according to his purpose. So we seek to live and wait for the Lord to do what he must do. So let me have you think about this with me for a moment. First of all, this word here, Psalm 27:14, wait for the Lord. What does the word mean? Well, the Hebrew word is an interesting word. It has to do with, it's a strange word. It means to twist, But it is the idea of a rope being tied to something. It is a wrapping of a rope around something. It's the twisting of the rope tied to something. That's what we are. We are tied to the Lord. We have tied ourselves to Him. That's what waiting on the Lord is. Waiting. Some of you are waiting. What are you waiting for today? What's the condition of your mind today? You see, as we pray and as we spend time with God, we focus our minds. That's how we are lashed to something like a rope. We're tied to things that we're thinking about. Are you tied to the Lord? Are you waiting on the Lord? This word has the idea of twisted like a rope together. A rope so tightly connected, tied to the Lord. That's what we're doing. That's what it means to wait on the Lord. It is this idea of strong expectancy. It is the idea of being desperately connected to God. We are waiting on the Lord. David says to us here, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, First Baptist Church. Wait on the Lord. We wait on the Lord. We wait on the Lord. We live with strong expectancy for the Lord to do what He will do in our lives and in the world's life in order to accomplish His purposes. So my frustration is here. I don't have the ability to put some of these things on a screen or somewhere else for you. And I don't want you to get lost in all the detail of this, but I must make some observations about each of these little principles. So first, as we're thinking about the command to wait on the Lord, let me just give you some thoughts. I would say, first of all, as we wait on the Lord, remember that waiting on the Lord is the nature of what God's people do. God's people have always waited on the Lord. And so now we wait on the Lord. You may not have known it before, but living by faith is living, waiting on the Lord. Lashing yourself like a rope, tying yourself to the Lord. So when we wait on the Lord, it's the constant experience of a life of faith. It's the way we live our life. Think about this. This is what it was true for. You pick out whoever you want. Abraham, Moses, Noah, David, Joseph, the children of Israel. In fact, let me read to you Psalm 25, verse number 3. Psalm 25, verse 3. Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Psalm 25, 3. Psalm 25, 5. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. For you I wait all day. This is the practice. This is the demeanor. This is the character of those who walk by faith. We are those who have connected ourselves, tied ourselves to God, and we wait on the Lord. Waiting for the Lord strengthens our confidence and our thinking. What is it? Isaiah 40, verse number 31. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. That's it. That's what we're doing. When we wait on the Lord, what's the good of the bad? Waiting on the Lord is the good in the bad now. Waiting on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. This is so good. Take courage. This is what David says here. Take courage, be strong. Take courage and be strong. You see, courage comes when we wait on the Lord. Strength comes when we wait on the Lord. Not when we wait on what the government will do. Not when we wait upon what mankind will do. Not waiting for someone else to do something, but waiting on for the Lord. So we read such things as Psalm 39, 7. What do I wait for? My hope is in the Lord. Psalm 39, 7. What do I wait for? Or Isaiah 64, 4. Listen to this. This is beautiful. Isaiah 64, 4. The Lord acts, He acts, A-C-T-S, on behalf of those who wait for him. That's what God is doing for you today. God is acting, he is working on your behalf as you wait on him. The good or the bad is we wait on the Lord. That's the good of the bad. We wait on the Lord in these days. So what is it behind this? What are we waiting on? Well, God is working all things for his purposes in the world. He is working all things for his purposes in our church and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is working all things for his purposes in your life. Think about that now. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm tied to the Lord because he's working in my life, your life. He's working in our church, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. And the Lord is working in the world. That's what I want you to think about for just a moment with me today. He works for those who wait for his purposes to be accomplished. God works for those who wait. He strengthens those who wait for God's purposes to be done. So I'm going to ask you this question. What are you waiting for today? You're waiting. And some of you become greatly impatient. You're waiting around. Wait, you're waiting to go back to work? Are you waiting to get your health back? Or are you waiting to see if you get a virus? Are you waiting to see if you'll have a job? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What is it that you've lashed and tied your mind to? Well, it'll either bring, if you tie yourself to things that are not of the Lord, if you tie your things and your thinking to things that are not from God, well, guess what? Fear, dread, trouble, worry, it will overtake you. But those who wait upon the Lord, wait on the Lord. Be strong. You've got to stand strong and wait on the Lord during these distracting times. And so here we see, what are you waiting for, church? What are you waiting for today? Are you waiting for God's purposes to be done? Are you waiting for the Lord to get done what he's got to do? Well, quickly, what are we waiting for God to do? Well, let me just say this quickly. I'll run through these fast, but I want you to hear them. What's God doing today? What is it that he's doing? Well, he's finishing the work that he's going to do inside of you. That's what I said earlier. What is it? Philippians 2:10. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Oh, right now, whatever you're facing because of all these things that have happened beyond our control in the world, now God is doing what he's trying to do by the blessed Holy Spirit in your life to help you be the person you must be in Jesus Christ. That's why we wait on the Lord. We wait on the Lord to do what he's going to do in our life. We wait on the Lord because he is not wishing that any should perish. The Lord is working to draw people in their dread and fear to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we must keep sharing the gospel wherever we go. The Lord Jesus, what's he doing? What's God doing in this world we're waiting on? We're waiting for him to complete his purposes in the world in order for Jesus to return. That's what we're waiting for. The Lord isn't sitting around idly, inactive. God is at work in our world, preparing these final days. Oh, these last hours, these last days. These are desperate days for us. What will the days be like during the great tribulation? When the believers and the church is gone, oh, what a horrible, desperate time it will be. May people now see the Lord Jesus as they answer and turn to him all over the world. That's what God is doing around us. And to finish our preparation for our home in heaven. The Lord said, I go to prepare a place. He's still preparing it. What a glorious place it must be for us that he's preparing it. So now finally, how do we wait? All right, I'm going to say this quickly. I'm going to give you several things to think about. Here's the way we practice waiting. Number one, we practice waiting on the Lord by expectantly trusting the Lord in all things. We expectantly trust him in all things. When I wait on God, I expectantly trust him in all things. Secondly, when I wait on God, I patiently submit to God's time in His work in my life and in the world and in our church. First, I expectantly trust the Lord in all things that He's doing. I patiently submit to God. Oh, that's a hard one. When you wait, you have to submit yourself to time and to whoever you're waiting on. We're waiting on the Lord to finish His work. We patiently submit to God's time and His work. We, third, joyfully praise God for His work. We patiently submit to His work. We expectantly trust the Lord. We joyfully praise God. While you're waiting, we praise God. We sing praise. We honor His name. We worship Him. We glorify Him. Fourth, we faithfully pray to God to know and do His will in these times. We faithfully pray to do God's will and to know His will. And finally, we enduringly watch for the Lord to return. Let me say them again. Here they are. How do I wait on the Lord? How do I practice this? Well, number one, I expectantly trust the Lord. Number two, I patiently submit to God. Number three, I joyfully praise God. Number four, I faithfully pray. Number five, I enduringly watch for the Lord to return. Philippians 3:20, our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizen, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, our citizenship is in heaven, Paul says, from which we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1:9-10. Paul's talking to these Thessalonians who believed, the first letter he ever wrote to a group of people who were saved. He said, "You turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come." Wait on the Lord. Be strong. Take courage. Yes. Wait on the Lord. Heavenly Father, today we thank You for Your grace and mercy in our life. Lord, we thank You. We tie ourselves to You. We wait on You. We wait expectantly. We trust You in these days. We wait patiently, submitting to Your will and purposes in Your work and Your timing. We joyfully praise You for all that You are and all You do. We faithfully pray, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, every day. And we watch for Your return. May You make us strong people. May we be strong and may we be courageous in all the decisions we must make in these days together. Help the people of God to be strong and wait on You. We love You today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you. I do want to remind you of this. We're still having church. If you are interested in becoming a part of First Baptist Church, this may sound strange. I can't offer a public invitation in person, but I can offer a public invitation electronically. If you'll call the church, if you'll call one of the pastors, let us know. If you're a friend, if you have a friend who wants to pray to receive Christ, wants help spiritually, call and they talk to you as a part of our church, you contact one of us. Contact me, let us know, and we'll talk to them about believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and about joining the church. Well, may the Lord bless you today. Wait on the Lord, be strong, and take courage. Yes, wait on the Lord.